Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me, as usual, is Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. The link is also posted right on my host page on voiceamerica.com or on my resource tab on my website. Now let's begin with the show. Well, March so far has been quite a month, hasn't it? It started all with preparing ourselves to cross the threshold to a new consciousness. Then we continued actually crossing into a new consciousness at the last new moon, where we had also a full solar eclipse. A lot of purging, a lot of fear coming up to be transformed and transmuted. And sometimes when we feel that there's a lot of chaos around us, or we are kept very busy and there's so much going on, we think, how are we ever going to get from here to there? And chaos often is a prelude to a new beginning. It is a part of our human lower selves that wants to keep us very busy and is afraid to move into a more advanced and expanded and liberated self out of fear of being left behind. That's our ego. That's our lower self. And so we can just continuously talk to that part that is afraid with love, with compassion, and remind it that we are not going to leave it behind, that it's safe to move forward. And so now we are preparing for the spring equinox on March 20th. And that very much symbolizes out of the darkness, we are moving now into the light. And that in itself is transformation when we cross over into that other aspect of existence. And something very important as part of this process. What's important is that we are crossing into a part of ourselves that is more liberated, more expanded, more out there, more into the light. And yet we are so used to sometimes to our suffering, to our darkness, to our limitations, because that's what we are familiar with. And when we step into the light and suddenly experience a new form of freedom, we don't necessarily right away know what to do with that. We might even say, wait a minute, there's so much here, and I don't want to lose that structure that I had before. So some might even run back into the darkness. And so when we have the spring equinox, something, or the autumn equinox, but we are focusing here right now on the spring equinox, something very profound takes place. For one moment, the darkness and the light are in total balance. The night and the day are in total balance. The night equals the day. And so there is a sacredness to that that speaks very much of the path of transformation. Because we cannot transform, we cannot shift to a new consciousness, to a new form of existence, if we are not allowing opposing forces to come together in peace so that they are willing to merge, so that the alchemical format process can actually take place. And so these are very sacred times, times of the equinoxes, times of the solstices. And with the spring equinox, we very much focus on new beginnings, new growth, new life, new light. And for that, we have to come to this moment, to the sacred moment of total harmony and balance. And the truth is that humanity, that nature, that earth, at the core, seeks out harmony. It doesn't always feel that way. It sometimes seems like it's exactly the opposite. But our true nature, our true calling is to find balance, to find harmony. And so when we have experienced a lot of turmoil and chaos and dysfunctional energies, you will find that your higher self wants to support you to balance that out into a greater frequency of love and light. And so there's another aspect that is very important when we step into the light, when we use the equinox to propel ourselves into a new form of expressing our divinity out into the world. And there's that part of surrender. We try to envision what that means to be in the light, to be a light worker, to be a spiritual being, to anchor higher frequencies here on earth. And sometimes we begin to then judge our imperfections, our humanness, seeing a lot of what's not there yet or what we feel is not there yet, and start to let our belief system and our thought patterns actually creating painful limitations through that form of thinking. And so we begin to unravel all of this process as we step further into the light. We begin to ask ourselves, where have we been too hard on our imperfection? And I've seen that very much in my own life, especially with this radio show. I so much tried to be as perfect a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, knowing that this is going out to so many countries and so many places, and having this amazing team of Voice America supporting all of this. And I just wanted it to be perfect. And sure enough, in the last couple of weeks and months, it sometimes felt everything but perfect. Whether during a pre-recording, Skype suddenly died on me and I had to have 3 tries to bring through Saint Germain, or whether it was my cell phone going off or my dog snoring next to me or something, it just didn't seem to become the perfect radio show that I so much desired to give to everyone. And also because there are time limits and because I have to stay within a certain time frame, there's always a part of me when I channel the Ascended Masters and the Angels that has to kind of keep an eye out for the times. And it feels like I wasn't able to surrender enough to that essence, to the divinity. And so lo and behold, what happens a couple of days ago, where I'm contemplating again about this weekly radio show and how much I sometimes feel that it's very difficult to do, the Hierarchy of Light gives me a present. They let me find in my room, which I have been all the time in that room, I sleep in that room, and they let me find this bracelet with a turquoise ribbon on it, presented to me like a gift, and on there it states, embrace your imperfection. Embrace your imperfection. And I stopped and I looked at that and I started laughing, because that is exactly what I didn't do and why it didn't flow the way I wanted it to flow. And so in embracing our imperfection, we allow our uniqueness, our special blend of color, of sound, of who we are, whether it's crooked or straight, whether we are tall, whether we are small, we are allowing that to be the unique, individuated voice of the divine for all of us. It is our uniqueness that makes us so special and that makes us so profoundly effective as a light worker. And all the preparation and all of the things we are doing that is trying to eradicate our imperfection, actually is hindering us. Simply surrendering and allowing ourselves to go with the flow, and also a certain portion of humor in that, to laugh about ourselves, laugh at our mistakes and say, okay, so I have a German accent, it might not always come across right, so what, you know? And the same for all of us. So we might not look perfect, or we might not bring through the messages of the divine as perfect as we want to at any moment in time, or maybe we have human moments where we become angry, or we have a little bit of road rage, or whatever it is, it's okay. You know, I just read this morning about the goddess Pele, who is very passionate and ignites the fire of passion within us when you work with her, but she also has sides about herself that make her actually feel very human. And you see that in a lot of the gods and goddesses, that they also have sides to themselves that are very human. And maybe it is an interpretation that was created by humans to make gods and goddesses more approachable. That's very possible. And yet in there is really also a message to us to say, hey, just embrace our divine god and goddess energy and let it be whatever it is. The key is our intention. What is our intention as we move forward? So as we approach the spring equinox, as we approach that time of new beginnings, ask yourself, and make even a little ritual out of it, ask yourself, what is it that you want to take into this next phase of your life? Because we all have phases. There's always an ebb and a flow. There's always activity that then is replaced by times of rest and non-activity. So as you step into this new phase of your life, what is it that you really want to take with you? And what is it that you might be afraid to let go of? And ask yourself why. Do you not have enough trust and faith by now to know that in all of this, there's this beautiful Christ itself? Call it the cosmic Christ, call it Jesus. It is the purity of love that is there, that all the masters and angels represent, that wants to support you, that wants to support your success, and it wants to support your path of enlightenment. And when we allow ourselves to just be in the moment and to not want to control the moment, but allow the natural process of progression to take place, a lot of beautiful miracles can happen. And the miracle that just happened to me was I usually put a timer in front of me, the timer that reminds me of how much time I've left. So it's all beautiful. Here we are always trying to stress out, and there's always a messenger there that is going to help us find our way. And I invite you to take this moment to go within and to ask yourself, what is it that is hindering you to let go of everything, everything, to gain it all? What fear is still there that lets you hang on to any aspect of your life? Walk just with nothing into the new beginning, and out of the nothingness, something will become. I would like to hand this fairly quickly over to Saint Germain, as I'm sure he wants to take you on the sacred journey to experience the spring equinox, to experience going out of the darkness into this place of balance between the light and darkness, to really feel the importance of that equilibrium that is necessary to achieve. And even so, we are doing this for the spring equinox, it's really also a message for us every day of our life. We always come into situations where we feel we're hitting a hard front. And if you keep hitting that hard front, you're actually not going to bring much change. But if you allow yourself to be a little more flexible and subtle and softer, then there is an effusion that can take place and an alchemical transformation happens and new beginnings can come, miracles can take place. So with bringing Saint Germain in, we are now going to play the first piece of music from Mike Snyder, and then Saint Germain will come through and will address all of you. Thank you. Greetings, everyone. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you again at this weekly radio show. Now that I am with you very closely during this month of March as you walk the path of transformation, and it truly is not just about you. When you're willing to go through your own transformational process, you send waves of information out into the collective consciousness. And we understand that sometimes it seems to weigh heavily upon you when you see humanity, when you see what is taking place, and when you see how you would like it to be and how far it sometimes has to go. And what I would like to remind you of is that you can only be responsible for your own self, for your own path of enlightenment. Your job is to set an example. Your job is to continuously transform and transmute the discordant and disharmonious energies in your own life into love and light, and then assist others as they approach you, as they ask you how you're doing this, how it's being done. But don't force transformation for those around you. If they are not ready, if they still need the experience of being in their own inner darkness, allow it to be. It is what they need at that moment for their own spiritual soul growth process. So trust and faith for every one of you that as you walk your own individual path, that is how you can be most effective in assisting humanity as a whole. We will now begin with the inner journey that I would like to take you on in preparation of the spring equinox. But please be aware, even those of you who are in the southern hemisphere or who might listen to this after the spring equinox already has been taking place, this is going beyond time and space, as in this journey there is so much of a lesson for you in how to approach your day-to-day experience with life. So see this as an opportunity to step into a new beginning every day in your life, every morning when you wake up. It is, in a way, a form of a spring equinox. Out of the state of asleepness, you step into the state of awakeness, and you find that in this process, much can be accomplished and much can change. And so it happens all the time, every day, while being in human form. So take a few deep breaths and allow yourself with every out-breath to sink deeper within your own inner self, deep within your heart. It is within your heart that you feel the connection to your soul and to your divine I Am presence. It is your heart that is a sacred place where nothing and nobody on the outside can really touch you there unless you allow it to. So feel this moment, the sacredness of this place, the temple that is your most inner sanctuary. And always keep it holy. Always acknowledge it as the sacred essence of you that it is. And now at this time, feel your spirit guides, your guardian angel, or whoever you are usually working with, also descending into your inner sanctuary to join you on this journey into the light. Because at this point in time for humanity, these journeys out of the darkness into the light cannot be done alone. It is that you're asked to gather in groups and that you unify your forces so that you create a powerful wave of transformation that can be more effective in assisting Earth and Gaia in her ascension process, in her awakening process. So feel the love and support of your spirit guides, of your guardian angel within your inner sanctuary, as they open up a portal within you that opens up into the vastness of space, of a space that is beyond the space that you're familiar with. It is a space of absolute emptiness. And so step into that space and leave all your physicality, leave everything behind, and just allow yourself to be in this space in between spaces, in this place of emptiness, the absolute void that holds within it the potential for everything. And simply allow yourself to feel a place where there's no attachment. There's no need, no must, no have to. You just are. It just is. And within this place, you can see in the distance the earth as it is presented to you now. The earth, your home. You are an extension of the earth. And so you're not separate from nature. You're not separate from the earth. And from this place of emptiness, without any judgment about the earth being good or bad, without any judgments about saying that this planet has to be a certain way or has to change a certain way, just see it for what it is. The beautiful blue jewel that it's meant to be. And look at it and feel for one moment the heartbeat, the true heartbeat of Earth. And you can see that one part of the Earth is now starting to become darker as night sets in. And you can see how the darkness is now covering half of the earth, where the other half is kept in the light of the day. And as you witness that, the earth that you see in front of you is no longer simply the earth. It becomes a sphere of empowerment, a sphere of wisdom. And as it becomes a sphere of wisdom, it is coming closer and closer to you, not changing in size, on the contrary, staying small. And as it comes closer to you, it is being infused into your heart essence within you. And as you feel the earth with the balance of light and darkness, with the balance of day and night within you, you can feel within yourself the light and the darkness rising. And you might feel a little bit of a battle, the darkness wanting to press down on the light wanting to convince the darkness to become light. And there's a struggle. And now I ask you to open up to third aspect, to the aspect of your divine essence, your divine I Am presence, to descend and to enter your crown, even so you're not in your physical body, but the crown of your light body, to enter it and to become the third aspect that is bringing balance and harmony to the light and the darkness within you. And you can feel that in this, all of the stress, all of the energies that you spend to maintain a separation between the light and the darkness, to maintain keeping the darkness where it is and to build more momentum for the light, you can feel all of the stress, all of this work you've done suddenly fall away, and there's a sense of peace that is coming over you. And you can infuse this peace into the light and the darkness within you, allowing them through the influence of your divine I Am presence and your willingness to be in a place of peace. for the struggle to cease to exist. And feel now the light and the darkness, that what you might call your fear, that what you might call your anxiety, your limits, your past life karma, settle with the light that you might call your connection to the divine, your angelic self, your master self, your expanded consciousness self. And there is a settling, there is a leaning now on each other. Both sides are resting upon each other. Emerging can take place. Both sides can start to be willing to unify so that there is no longer two halves, but both can merge into oneness, becoming one complete whole. And as you feel this taking place within you, there is something very magical happening. And we are just going to let the music now take place for everyone to feel the merging, to feel the alchemical process that is going to affect every cell of your body. It is going to affect your DNA. It is going to affect all of you. Let that take place as you listen to the infusion of more energy from the divine to support this process as we are playing the second piece of music from Mike Snyder. I will continue after that piece of music.
Thank you.
And so now that this merging that you just experienced, this oneness, is what the light is all about. Because within the light, within that oneness, within stepping across the threshold at the equinox into a new beginning, is the understanding that everything that has happened up to this point for you is not lost, is not eradicated. It is within you. And so the Alpha and the Omega, the Divine Source, everything is within you. And so your lower self, your human self, will try to convince you that in this process, in this alchemical process, that you're going to lose something, you're going to leave something behind. That is not true. Nothing is being left behind. That is the same reason why God, Source Creator, the Great Spirit, is all that is. Nothing is not part of this divine essence. So you cannot leave anything behind. And that is the greatest fear that is for you to overcome. The part of you that wants to prepare more, the part of you that feels that you're not ready for this, the part of you that thinks that there is something that when you step into this oneness, when you step into that light, that there's going to be a sacrifice. My dear friends, no sacrifice, bliss, joy, happiness, but no sacrifice. Granted that you've had past lives where you walked the path of enlightenment and you experienced torture and you experienced loss, but not in this lifetime. The idea in this lifetime is to assist humanity, to assist your own physical body, to raise its frequency and to step into a new form of existence, but not to sacrifice yourself. And so it is one of these concepts that I truly appeal to you to let go of, that you have to sacrifice a part of yourself, that you have to pay a price. You do not. You do not have to pay a price. You can allow yourself the joy of being one. And by being the joy of being one, you assist others to do the same. And joy is your guide in this. If you do anything and it does not bring you joy, then ask yourself what belief system you hang on to that keeps you from experiencing the joy of what it is that you're doing or experiencing at that time. Joy is part of divinity. It is part of this all-encompassing love. And there's no reason why you should keep yourself separate from joy because of values that have kept you limited and believing that you were born in sin, that you were born separate from the divine, that you were born in darkness, that you were born with so much karma to carry that you can't possibly transform and transmute it in this lifetime. Let it go. When you cross the threshold, when you step across the bridge of the spring equinox into a new form of existence, leave behind that idea that there's so much that you have to clean up and do. See yourself stepping into a life that is a clean slate and live every moment in you. You then become the Christ in action, the miracle that shows that life in the moment can bring profound transformation to all, because it is in the moment that you can only truly affect the future. So if you've been told that the future is supposed to be A, B, or C, let that go. You, in every moment, decide and define the future that you choose to live in. Nobody will take that power away from you. Feel now within your body the transformation that is taking place. Feel yourself re-entering out of this place of emptiness back into your body fully. Feeling it. Feeling the transformation that took place within you. Feeling it in every cell of your body. and allow yourself to also feel your connection through your feet with the earth. This is very important, because remember, what happens within you also happens to the earth, as you're an extension of the earth, happens to everyone around you to a certain extent, because you're not separate, you're all one. Now, what I would like to tell you at this point, as you adjust, is a couple of important facts in preparation to this spring equinox, but also in preparation to the next full moon, which is the festival of the Christ, where you're going to be infused with a greater vibration of Christ love. The love that helps you to look at your own life, at your own self, as well as everyone else around you in you, which continuously happens every year. It helps to release more and more of the cross of matter and allow humanity and Earth as a whole to ascend further and further into this higher consciousness of love and light. And so in preparation, I ask you to consciously use the time of the spring equinox to release what no longer serves you, to take the time and make yourself some notes and write down what it is that is no longer in alignment with your heart. And there are many different ways of releasing it. You can certainly do it through fire, through burning that what you've written down, but you can also do it through a cleansing washing. Simply allow that what you've written to be put into water and let the water dissolve the writing on the paper. And with that dissolving, release the past as well. You can also take that and bury it in the ground as a process of releasing it. It will decay. It will become part of the earth. It is also a symbol of letting go and opening up to the new. And so all of these are ways to let go. If you listen to this and the spring equinox already has passed, or you're somewhere else in the southern hemisphere where the spring equinox does not take place at this time, you can still do this through intent, to simply release what no longer serves you. As I said before, every morning you get up is another morning where you've crossed a threshold into a new beginning, from a sleeping state into an awakened state. So all the time you can do this, and it will be beneficial for you. Also, be very aware that in preparation for the Festival of the Christ, what is very much going to be brought to your awareness is where you have kept hanging on to parts of your physicality that really have outlived their purpose. You might have hung on to a relationship, to a job, to a belief system, something that has kept you limited, that has kept you stuck and attached to matter, to the manifested world, instead of surrendering and letting go of control and truly being in the moment, allowing the divine I Am presence of yours to guide and direct you in any moment in time. So be prepared that more will come up to the surface, leading you to that next full moon, where you will look upon your own emotional state, and you will once more feel the cross of matter upon you, and I will guide you through a process to consciously, through the power of love, through the power of forgiveness that will be infused into you at that moment, to release that cross of matter in a new way, and to also step through a path of ascension that will expand your consciousness to a very new level of existence. So, be kind to yourself in these next 7 days. Be kind to those around you, as they will be the messengers. Don't kill the messenger. Don't make any rash decisions right now. It is about choices. It is not about immediate action. It is about making that inner commitment to let then the hierarchy of light, to let then the divine I Am presence guide and direct you in the appropriate way of releasing what no longer serves you. This is not through brutal cutting away the growth within your system that has lost its function. It is a path of love. Transformation always is a path of love and compassion. And that is what you should feel within you, within that merging of the light and the darkness, within the willingness of you to bring peace into the front, into the confrontation, into any confrontation that you're experiencing, so that change can take place. When you feel like a fist has been hit into your solar plexus, yes, your first reaction might be to hit back. But I invite you at this moment to stop, to enter this place of stillness, to connect with your own Christ self, with your divine I Am presence, and to let that come in and come through into you before you hit back, and to ask yourself, what would love do now? What would love do? What would be the answer of love? Because the truth is, most of those who attack you are not attacking you because they want to hurt you, but because they are afraid, because something has triggered their fear within them, and they are projecting it out onto you, trying to control a situation that they clearly can't control, so they become upset and angry and lash out. So if you allow yourself to go deeper, to look more closely at that, what is taking place, then you will find that it is easier for you to take that approach of love and compassion instead of revenge or lashing out back at someone who has hurt you. And that doesn't mean that you need to stay in a situation that is hurtful, but it will allow you to step away from the situation in a way that is much more peaceful and harmonious and not so uncomfortable and discordant for you. So, with that being said, take another deep breath. Feel yourself settling within your body. Know that this transformational process of this merging will continue. And I don't want to put a time on it. For some it will be faster because you've done it more often. For some it will take longer. But honor the process. Don't fear that you need to control this process. Also know that we, members of the Hierarchy of Light, your spirit guides, the angels of healing, we are all going to support you in this process. But this is another purging, another way of getting you further into a balanced oneness consciousness so that you can see life as an opportunity and not as a challenge that is stopping you from walking your own path of joy and love and happiness. I am Saint Germain, and I'm with you always. And it is a deep honor for me to work with you in this process, in on this path of enlightenment that you've chosen to walk on Earth at this time to assist humanity and Gaia as a whole. Now that our gratitude is always with you, we know it's not easy. We've been there too, and we work with you to make it as easy and effortless as possible for you. Embrace your fear with love, and you will see a beautiful transformation taking place for you and for many others. And it is so. Namaste. Amen. Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you for doing this every week with me. I am also deeply grateful, and I'm excited to then also step into my new beginning as everyone else is doing. I also thank all of you who are listening to be part of our show today again. We know this will help you on your path of enlightenment, and we are very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week when the focus will be on the Festival of the Christ. Make sure to listen to the show and all past show 24/7 on demand here on iTunes. Once again, next week's focus will be on the Festival of the Christ at the time of the full moon, when we will also experience a partial lunar eclipse. So you know the emotions will be running high during that time. And March is truly a powerful month from the beginning to the very end. So listening to this will be just another good way to receive support during this time of accelerated awakening and transformation. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. A lot of the events that Mike Snyder and I are doing together are recorded, so you can also go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com to download some of these recorded events. With that, I will close now for today this radio episode. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Peace out. May you be loved far beyond your expectations. A joyous crossing into spring. And it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.